We are at a critical point. Not only are talented educators burning out and fleeing from this profession at an alarming rate, but there is also a shortage of recruits in the wings ready to take on the challenges and responsibility of teaching other people's children. Combine this with the fact that students learn best in a happy classroom. Focusing on putting a little more happy in your teaching day is suddenly not only a worthwhile goal, but a professional responsibility. We know that a happy classroom is an essential key to not only a positive school culture and less teacher burnout, but also to increased student engagement and student success. Positively focused brains have been proven to be 31% more productive than a negatively, neutrally, or stressed brain. Happy brains show increases in energy, creativity, and intelligence. According to the research of Sean Acor, professor of positive psychology at Harvard and the author of The Happiness Advantage, positive emotions flood our brains with dopamine and serotonin, chemicals that not only make us feel good, but dial up the learning centers of our brains to higher levels. They help us organize new information, keep that information in the brain longer, and retrieve it faster later on. And they enable us to make and sustain more neural connections, which allows us to think more quickly and creatively, become more skilled at complex analysis and problem solving, and see and invent new ways of doing things. Acor's research was based on adults, but it also holds true for children. Now, I'll admit, I'm a neuro nerd. I understand that brain research might not excite everyone as it does me. But as it turns out, you don't need me or any amount of research to convince you that happy teachers are more effective than stressed and overwhelmed ones. Your own experience, not only as a teacher, but also as a child who attended school, will tell you that this is true. In the workbook, you will find an exercise where you reflect on your favorite learning experiences. If this isn't something you haven't considered in a while, it can be valuable to take some time to complete it. Contemplating these questions will lead you to the same conclusion. Take a moment to think back to your favorite grade school teacher. Close your eyes and think about this. What was it that made them your favorite teacher? Picture them in front of you. What were they doing, saying? What was the overall atmosphere of the class? Chances are your teacher had an energy about them that was in control, yet relaxed. They made learning fun and engaging. It's likely you'll remember the activities you participated in more than the actual curriculum taught.